on the bottom of the Samech Ches Samech Beis. Omer Ravashi, Olamai Dekomer of Elezer Nami, Yonta Fashus, Isle Tircha. What did Rabbi Elezer answer Rabbi Akiva? That you can't bring the Araya from Yontif, that even though they were Matir Melecha Sochel Nefesh, but they're still Shvusim that are also on Yontif. And Rabbi Elezer said, no, it's no Araya, because those Shvusim are Rishus. But here we're talking about Mitzvah. Umay Yontif, because what's the Pircha? Umay Yontif Shehitir Bo Melecha Shal Rishus. Lo hitir shvus she'ima, right? By yontif there were matir malachas that are only rishus, right? Because they're malachas that are l'tzorach ochel nefesh that are not l'tzorach mitzvah. And lo hitir shvus she'ima, still they weren't matir shvusim that go along with those malachas. Shabbos lo hitir bo'ela malachas shal mitzvah Shabbos. Where only the malachas mitzvah is toche, like shchita sapesach, which is a mitzvah, ain't no din shel tatu shvus she'ima. So even though the shvus is a mitzvah, but just like they weren't matir a shvus of rishus together with a malacha of rishus, they weren't matir a shvus of mitzvah together with a malacha of mitzvah. Rashi is like pircha lemil say the omar malachas mitzvah toche kol shken shvus the mitzvah. If Malechus mitzvah is docha, then Shvusa mitzvah is also docha. That was what Rabbi Akiva countered Rabbi Lesser with. So Shabbat Mahadar Le Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tif Yochiach, Mikal V'chomer. Right, so Yeshua said, Yom Tif will prove you wrong. Yom Tif, they were matir, Malechus Rishus, but they were matir Shvus. Umas Simchas Yom Tif Shi Rishus. He tarten by mishum malacha, lo he tarten by mishum shvus. Shabbos shelo he tarten by el malachas mitzvah, kagon shchitas korban al sibor, ein odim shelo tarten shvus afilu shel mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Yeshua countered. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, what's he going to answer? Shvus the mitzvah of it, like, no, the maisa shvus of the mitzvah is still bigger that Rabbi Lezer o malacha, hai lav ka v'chomeru. The shvus mitzvah difa mishvus to rishus. Enochinami. It could be that on Yontif, where they were matur malach of rishus, still they weren't matur or shvus of rishus. But on Shabbos, where a malach of mitzvah is only mutter, not malach of rishus, still a shvus of mitzvah is greater than a shvus of rishus, and therefore it could be mutter even on Shabbos. Hilkach Yontif to simchas of rishus, kaz rashu shalom. Well, Simchas Yontif is only Rishus, that's what we saw before, according to Belezer, because you could fast and learn all day. So there were goals around the Shvus, even a Shvus of Rishus. Hava Shabbos, the Tchias Malacha Shabbos Mishum Mitzvah, but by Shabbos, where a mitzvah, what's it called, a malacha is Tocha Shabbos, because of a mitzvah, right? Lo Gazru Chachomim Bo'al HaShvus L'Tchus HaMitzvah. They weren't gozer even on a shvus, which is a mitzvah too. Okay, Tanya. Omer v'lezer. Umali imdochu machshirei mitzvah shel achar shchitas ha-shabbos, disagat le mitzvah lo yidchu machshirei mitzvah shefnei shchitas ha-shabbos. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rabbi Akiva, right, if machshirei mitzvah of after the shchita, things that are not 100% necessary, like Hector Chalava Vevarev, that you could do at night. Still, they're Docha Shabbos, and they're after the Shechita, after the mitzvah. Right? Surely, Machshirin that come before the Shechita, that enable you to do the Shechita, like Hazor, right, should be Docha Shabbos. Right? Something that prepares you to do the mitzvah should be greater than something that when you've done the mitzvah already, you just want to finish it off. Right? That you're allowed to do. Shulach shchita mikol kreivav v'apagav misadat leitzorich gavoa. Right? If the machshirin of after shchita are docha, so surely they what's it called machshirim shlifnei shchita. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva demali. What's it called? No, just the opposite. Im dochu machshirin mitzvah shulach shchita sashabbos. Sorry, dochu shchita sashabbos. Just the opposite. The reason that the machshirim that are not what's it called, 100% necessary for the mitzvah. After the shechita was done, or docha, because since the Shabbos already was neat and lit, this gets on a free train ride with the original dechia. Right? L'achar shechita Shabbos, or docha shechita Shabbos. Tomer yitchu machshir mitzvah shechnei shechita Shabbos, shalom docha shechita Shabbos, but machshirim that come before the mitzvah where the dechia of Shabbos hasn't yet taken effect. So there, they're not docha. There you have to look at them on their own. On their own, they can't be docha Shabbos. But the machshirim that come after the shechita, where Shabbos already was pushed away, so you continue with pushing Shabbos away. Rashi, shalachar shechita mikri kreva, the apagat misavit leitzorch gavoa. Lo yitchu bitmiya, it shouldn't be docha. Lenev etzorchi gavoa. Demali, kolomer dinhu ken. Yeah, no, that's the reason, that mit follows. Umali litmo, what are you wondering? Shabbos already was doche, was nidche, so everything that follows also is doche. Once Shabbos already I was doche and I shechted, so now they weren't gozer and other shvusim that follow that. But l'maisa to l'chatchila, the doche Shabbos for something that's not doche Shabbos, is not necessary, before Shabbos was nidche by the shechita, that not. Dabarachar, another reason why things before the shechita shouldn't be doche, and things after the shechita should. Shem yimtza zevach posel, the nimtza machal Shabbos mafreya. Because if you allow them to do things before the shechita, maybe something will happen, the carbon will be posel, and then all the things you did were for nothing. Shur Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, Yehachi Mishchet Namigo Mishchet. That's the case. How can you shecht? Maybe after you shecht, something will go wrong with the carbon, and the shechita was Chil Shabbos. Shem Yimtza Zev Apostle, and Yimtza Mechal Shabbos Mafreya. Right, so that's no answer. Because then that would invalidate shechita too. Eloha Amar Leberesha Uparche. What happened was, this answer Rabbi Akiva gave first, maybe the Zevach will be possible. That's the difference between things that come before the Shechita and things that could become after. And Rebbe Lezer said that's not true, because then you shouldn't be Mater Shechita either. And that we know for sure is Mater. Elamai, you have to have another answer. The other answer is, once Shabbos was permitted to be Nidcha, everything that follows it is also Docha. But before Shabbos was Nidcha, before the Shechita, they're not. Amaleihach, the Mali im Dochu. Then he said the other answer. Rashi Bereisha Amar Lei Hai Taima. First he said this reason, Shema Yimtza Zevach Posel. That's why you can't, the Shvusim before the Shechita are not Docha, only the ones after. And Parchei V'Amar Lei Imkei Mishchot Nami Lo Mishchot. Then Rav Lezer countered that that's the case, you shouldn't shecht either. So Rav Akiva had to find another answer. That answer to separate between things before the Shechita and after, and that is that once the Shabbos was neat and litchos, it's easier to be docha than before. Okay, Heshev Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Hazor Tochia. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, B'Shechita Heshev Tani. So Rabbi Akiva countered Rabbi Lezer with something that's not true, and he knew it wasn't true, but he only did it to bring out his point. He said, if that's the case, and let's make a Kal V'Chomer, if you hold that, what's it called? That if Havzor is Asur, right, then let's make a Kavachomer that Shechita should be Asur too. Kavachomer. If Shvus is Asur, surely Malach is Asur. And he wanted them to point out the fact that no, that there's a difference between them. So Rabbi Lezer said, you answered me with Shechita in a facetious way. The Shechita Temis Asur. Because of that, you're going to end up dying through Shechita, and I was going to kill you. Then Kersen, he told him, he saw that that's what's going to happen. Amar lo Rebbe, al tachpireini b'shas adin. So he answered him, he said, don't deny what the truth is when we're making this Kal V'Chomer. You also agree that Hazor is Aser. Right? Even though Rebbe Lezer countered that Hazor is Mutter, right? But he, Meister doesn't hold like that. See one second. Kach mikublani mimcha, I learned from you, Hazor Shvusi, the Ein Adochas HaShabbos. That if somebody is on the seventh day of his Tahara process, right, on Erev Pesach, that you don't make hazos mechatas on him. It's a shvus. You don't do it. Right? So, and I learned that from you. You were the one who said that it's awesome. You can't bring a kavachomer, a mahazor, which, what's it called, is mutter, so these other shvusim are also mutter. The maisa, what's it called, you taught me that it's awesome. So my, the chimeacher, the hu agmer, if that's true, that Rabbi Lezer himself taught Rabbi Akiva that hazor is also my time of kohadim, why do you have charata? Why does he say now that it's mutter? Omar Ulo Rabbi Lezer, ki agmeri hazor the truma agmeri. The truma gufa lo dachi Shabbos. Right? That Rabbi Lezer taught Rabbi Akiva that hazor, the gabi achilas truma, is not docha Shabbos, because the truma itself, you can wait till the night to eat it. You don't have to eat it tafkan Shabbos. So if somebody is tummy on Shabbos, and he could finish off his tahara process on Shabbos and eat truma, or he could wait till Motzei Shabbos, he waits till Motzei Shabbos. But Korban Pesach, that if you don't, not mazahid, he won't be able to bring Korban Pesach today, and Korban Pesach is docha Shabbos, so is the hazor. That's how Rabbi Akiva answered him. Rabbi Akiva said, even hazor truma, right, is asur, right, shehi mitzvah, shehi mishum shvus, it's a mitzvah truma. Still, we push it off and don't do this shvus, even though it's a mitzvah. And where it says, the husover hazor the pesach kamosivrei, and Rabbi Lezer thought that Rabbi Akiva was talking about hazor pesach, which is a mitzvah. And he thought that he was quoting him of saying that hazor of a Pesach, in other words, hazor an erev Pesach, to be able to bring korban Pesach is asur. Now, Rabbi Lezer is not sure. I never said that was asur. I hold that's mutter. You may hold it's asur, but I hold it's mutter. And you can't learn from hazor of truma, because hazor of truma, you can wait till the night to eat truma. You don't have to eat it that day. Rashi. You made a joke. You said something that wasn't true. Shamarta o chiluf. You said, oh, maybe no. Let's learn the other way. Umayim hazor shi shvus en adocha. Hazor, which is a shvus, and you agree, it's not docha. So shchita lo kol shkeins lo tincha. So shchita's korban pesach shouldn't be docha either. You knew that wasn't true. The Torah said it is docha. You're just trying to, what's it called, bring me a proof from something that's not true. You knew that's on a kavachomer. You knew the Torah said the Pharisees that you can do it. You're just trying to barrage me with questions. Don't deny what you taught me. Hazor, even though it's only a shvus, is not docha Shabbos. That's why I made that kavachomer. If hazor, which is only a shvus, right, is not docha, I only said this to remind you that you taught us that hazor is not docha. I said, because if hazor, which is the shvus, is not docha, let's make a kavachomer to shchita. Now, I knew that doesn't apply, but I wanted you to start thinking about the fact that you also agree that hazor is asur. So why are these other shvusim mutter according to you? Mitoch kach tizko mashali maratoni to lo dachya. That way you remember what you taught me, that you also agree that hazor is not docha. The tazor b'chorim mashata omer v'olei anidon. And you would have charata from what you said. No, I hold hazor as mutter. And Adrabi, you can learn from hazor all the other shvusim. So the Gemara said, "B'shas hadin, b'shas u'shanudonim aleho." B'shas hadin means while we are arguing, right, and trying to bring proof, don't deny what you taught me, which I'm bringing the proof from. Gemara says, "Me'akad agmir Rabbi Lezer gufeg lo dachya my time apart from aleh anidon." If Rabbi Lezer Taka held that shvus of hazor is not docha, then why did he answer Rabbi Akiva? No, I hold shvus is docha. The Maishi taught Rabbi Akiva it is not docha. Or he says, no, he taught Rabbi Akiva hazor the truma. Habola hazos all of the Torah kidei lechol truma agmarei do dachi Shabbos. The hafrash is truma gufa lo dachi Shabbos. Even being mafish truma. And surely eating truma is not docha Shabbos. So therefore, the hazor for truma is not docha Shabbos. But hazor Pesach, it could be that Rabbi Elazar held his Dochah Shabbos. Moshev Rabba, Heshev Rabbi Akiva va'omer hazos tamei meis tochiyah, shechol shvi shalol yos b'shabbos, uve'erev ha-Pesach, shehi mitzvah, v'hi mishum shvus, v'hein ha-Dochah Shabbos. We have a price and it says not like that. According to this, Rabbi Elazar holds and hazos Pesach is takatocha, and only hazos truma is not docha. And Rabbi Akiva himself only asks from hazos truma, which is also a mitzvah, and still not docha. And Rabbi Elazar answered him, hazos Pesach. Right? But you see, from this price, it's not the case. Rabbi Akiva didn't ask from hazos truma. He asked mamish from hazos Pesach. And he expected Rabbi Elazar to say, yes, you're right, because I agree that Hazos Pesach is not Docha. Elavade Hazor the Pesach Agmari. Now we have to go back and say that Rabbi Elazar taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazos Pesach, what's it called, is not Docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar forgot it. The Chineachra the Agmari, my Tamaka Porach, right, Rabbi Elazar, if that's the case, why Rabbi Elazar say, no, it's not true. I hold that it's Mutter. Hazov Pesach. If he taught Rabbi Akiva that it's Osir, why did he change his mind? Or says Rabbi Elazar Gamri is Sakerli. Rabbi Elazar, he forgot his learning. But also Rabbi Akiva lat Kure, and Rabbi Akiva wanted to remind him, right? Gemara, he wanted to remind him. So says the name of Behedya, let him say the Therese. You forgot. That's not true. You taught us differently. Why don't you just tell it to him? Sover la borachara. He thought it wasn't nice. So he tried to do it in a way with a chachma that Rabbi Elazar would agree, would realize himself that he made a mistake. Instead of telling him he made a mistake. So he made this whole thing up with, well, let's, if you hold that Hazar is Asr, right, then let's learn a kavachomer that Shechita should be Asr too. And Rabbi Elazar should realize that, no, Shechita's not Asr because of Pasuk. But you're right, I did Taka say that Hazar is Asr. But Rabbi Elazar didn't get the hint. And he remembered differently that because he forgot his learning that Hazor is mutter. Versus v'Hazor my time alo dachi Shabbos lechora. Why isn't Hazor docha Shabbos? What's the issue over here? Michtei till tula bi'almahu. It's water, right? Water and ashes. What's the problem of sprinkling water on somebody? Titchei Shabbos mishum Pesach. Let it be docha Shabbos because according to Pesach, so Rashi. And the Mishnah said, it said it's not docha because it looks like you're fixing up the person. It's like hafrafis trumas or maisus or whatever. It's like you're fixing up the person. But that was only in the Hava meaning. Now the Gemara says another answer. Like other things, lulav, shofar, megillah, we're afraid that you'll take the meichatos and you'll carry it for amos and shusarabim to be able to retire the person. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar na'avrei, the Homer Rabbi Elazar machshirei mitzvah dochas Shabbos. Going to Rabbi Elazar, even if it's a malacha, you can do it. He holds a machshirei mitzvah dochas Shabbos, not only a shvus, even a malacha. And therefore, if you carry it for Amos, it's okay. So what's the gzeri? Amri honi mila hechad gavra gufeichos. When did Rabbi Elazar say machshirei mitzvah dochas Shabbos? When you're fit to do the mitzvah, then even the machshirim are dochas. But if the machshirim are making you fit to do the mitzvah, without the machshirim you're not fit, then even Rabbi Elazar holds machshirim mitzvah not docha. Right? When the person's fit to do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah therefore is incumbent on him, and now you want to do something that will enable you to do the mitzvah, then the machshirim are docha. But over here, Aval Hacha, the Gavra Gufelo Chazi, he's Tamei. If he stays in the state that he's in, he couldn't do the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is not incumbent on him. So then the Machshirim, in order to make him fit, that we don't say. To enable him to do the mitzvah when he's fit to do the mitzvah, and he's chayiv to do the mitzvah. Right? For instance, to bring an Ismo on Shabbos, to carry a knife on Shabbos, to maul a child, so there we say the child is fit for Mila, the father is chayiv in Mila, just doesn't have a knife. So then you could do the machshirei mitzvah according to Rabbi Elazar. But if the kid isn't fit for Mila, and what you're going to have to do is to make him fit, which we'll get to in a second, right, then Rabbi Elazar holds machshirei mitzvah not docha. So, b'hachad, the gavra gufei lo chosi, L'rami chiyuvah, but since he's not fit, the mitzvah doesn't apply to him. He's tummy. So he doesn't have the mitzvah. He could put himself in a matzav where now the mitzvah would apply to him. In order to be docha Shabbos, to put yourself in a matzav that the mitzvah will be chal on you, that Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold. The Rashi. Hazos tome neis, amad b'hazos pesach eshiva. This Brisa says b'feirish that Rabbi Akiva was talking about the hazor on erev Pesach to eat Pesach, not hazor to eat truma. The Kormer ain't a docha Shabbos, and still he said, "You taught us it's not docha Shabbos." Amad the agmer Rabbi Lezer ain't a docha. He the pshita lekulei hay. Elavade hazos pesach agmeri. Vade Rabbi Lezer also agrees that hazos pesach is not docha Shabbos. My Zerish will seek a bazaar. Zerish, I mean, I'll be ready to be yado, right? And we're afraid you carry it on Shabbos. We'll show you. Don't allow him. Rabbi Akiva shochach dover zemli. Well, he forgot that he held like that. He forgot that he learned that. But hachinami amim be avodizor perakol atzlamim. Rabbi Lezer gamri yakirle. Rabbi Lezer forgot his learning. But also Rabbi Akiva lad kureg mori. Rabbi Akiva wanted to remind him, just like Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and Rabba remind and. Rabbi reminded. Dochen Shabbos, afilu malacha gemura maseches Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Elazar holds that even machshirei mitzvah that are isur deoraisa docha, all this back and forth about shvus is only lefi the rabbanim. Rabbi Elazar lefi the rabbanim. Rabbi Elazar himself holds malacha is also docha if it's machshirei mitzvah. So that's okay. Why does Rabbi Elazar agree by hazor that it's not docha? It's only a shvus. And even if you end up carrying it, it's okay, according to Rebbe Lezer. He says, no, because since when you're tamei, you're not fit to do the mitzvah, it's like the mitzvah isn't incumbent on you. So to do machshirim, to become chayiv in the mitzvah, that Rebbe Lezer also agrees not. Heichad the gavra chazik, go lahavi isma lemila, derech rishus harabim. Where would it be that the person is fit, the child is perfectly healthy, and you, they're supposed to mal him on Shabbos. The father is fine. Everybody's mitzvah's in place. You forgot the knife. Then Rebbe Lesser holds you can carry the knife to do the milah. Machshirei mitzvah or doche. Right? Shekvar atinik roi lomo. The kid is fit to be mal. It's just a technical problem. You don't have a knife. Avahecha de gavra lochosi. Kigon hai tomei. But where the person is not fit to do the mitzvah. So it's not incumbent upon him. He's tomei. So the chiyuv isn't chal on somebody who can't do the mitzvah. Now you could do something to take away the impediment and be tam chayiv. That's not. The ain elu machshirei mitzvah. Therefore, it's not machshirei mitzvah. So right now, it's not in the state of mitzvah. It could become a mitzvah. That you don't say machshirei mitzvah docha. Omer Rabba, the divrei Rebbe Lezer, katan bori mechamin lochamin v'habroso ulemola b'shabbes dochozilei chozilei. Where it says, Rabbi said, according to this, according to Rebbe Lezer, it should come out that if a child is healthy and you have to heat up water because after the bris, he's going to need hot water, right? They needed it to, as a refuah after the bris. So you're allowed to heat up hot water. If you forgot to heat it up Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to heat it up on Shabbos and because the kid is fit for the bris and therefore it's machshirei mitzvah. And machshirei mitzvah docha. But if the kid's sick, and you need to heat up the water to make him well before the bris, because otherwise you can't make the bris, then you can't heat up the water. Because at this point, he's not fit for a bris. You're going to heat up the water to make him fit for a bris. That's not called machshirei mitzvah, because right now there's no mitzvah. Amarava v'borihu v'amalei chamin lavrosa. What are you talking about? If the guy is healthy, what do you need water to heal him? Ela marova kol cholin hein etzol mila. Lamaisa, everybody's considered sick by mila. Right? Echad katan bari, the echad katan chol. It doesn't make a difference if the kid is sick or he's well. Once he has the bris, he's going to need that hot water. So ein mechamin lo chamin lavroso lamola b'shabbos to halo chasi. And therefore, you're not allowed to heat up water, even according to Rebbe Lezer. On Shabbos, because every kid before the milah needs to have hot water, what's it called, put, on the makom milah. Rashi. Omar Rabba, the divrei Rebbe Lesser, to Omer Kol Hecha de Gavra Lo Chazi Leke Chiyuva Alei. According to this, that we're saying that Rebbe Lesser says the Machshirei Mitzvah are only Doka Shabbos if the person is in a state where right now he can do the mitzvah, except there's a technical reason why he can't. But if the reason he can't do the mitzvah is because halachically he can't, and doing this malacha will make him halachically fit, then we don't say Machshirei Mitzvah Doka. So Katan Bori to Balabra Chitza Roy Lomu, a cotton bori that even if you don't wash him off, you could mal him, right? So him, you could heat up water before the meal if you forgot. Mechamen lo cham b'shabes kor mila. Lavro, so leos bori b'chazek, in order to make him stronger. That's what they used to do. They used to wash all the children off before the bris. Right? So even a healthy child, they washed off to make him stronger. A sick one, they washed off to make him fit for the bris. So the sick one who's not fit for the bris and needs to be washed first, you can't heat up water on Shabbos to wash him. Because right now, if you don't wash him, he's not fit for the bris. But the healthy one who's fit for the bris, him you could heat up the water to wash. So Mara says, no, cotton cholish, she calls man, shall you chatsu, bechamen lo yira le lumble, him you chatsu, yira le mila, a sick child, that if you don't wash him, he won't be fit to have a bris. But if you wash him, he'll get healthier. And then you can make the bris, him you can't heat up the water for. Mara says, no, I call it to mila cholinin. So why do you wash a healthy child? If he's healthy, why do you have to wash him for? Elamai, all children are in a matzah that if you don't wash them, you can't, what's it called, they're not fit for the bris, even a healthy child. As long as they weren't washed off with hot water, before the bris, they're not really fit to have a bris because they're too weak and we're afraid. So we always wash every child, even a healthy one, with hot water to make him fit for the bris. Therefore, if you didn't heat up water, Erev Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos, and if you don't heat up water, you won't be able to make the bris, even on a healthy child, you can't heat up the water. Because right now, even the healthy child is considered sick, and not fit for bris milah. Even according to Rebbe Lezer, for all children, you have to heat up the water Erev Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos.